لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, by taking reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us today once again submit to practice the piety in our life and think about our life at this time, about our past and future. The day of Jumu'ah is day for our self-development, that every Jumu'ah should be the day for our own revision. Night should be for seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the day should be a day to progress in our life, in our individual life, and in our social life. This day has been considered as the day of Eid, afdalul ayyam, one of the best days. And when somebody, any day that has been considered as Eid day or day of celebration, that is in the meaning that we are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the hadith of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, as he said that every day that one can stay away from disobedience and sins, that day is considered as a day of Eid. So that means Friday is a day for celebration, because this day is day of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day to practice the piety, a symbol day in Islam that has been considered one of the afdalul ayyam. In Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, verse number 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned qualities of mu'mineen, and who are considered as true mu'min. So there were few qualities that were being discussed in the past, according to some of the verses that were being mentioned, four verses that I had mentioned in the past that start with Innama, actually speak the sifat and qualities of mu'mineen only. Those are only qualities that according to that they can be considered as a mu'min. Because innama is kalima hasr, and that gives in the meaning that these are the qualities that can be considered in mu'mineen. And when we read Quran, then we need to think about ourselves, that how this Quran can be applicable in my life. Do I consider myself? So one of the quality that was being mentioned, that they are best in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hearts beat with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they live with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their life is with the dhikr. Whenever this dhikr is going to be taken out from their life, that means they are not living. You know, heart beating of somebody, when somebody becomes so familiar, or when somebody has love with something, at that time you can say that somebody's heart is beating with that. A mu'min is the one, their hearts have to be beating with dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always they are in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr of Allah does not mean to say something, but living in the state of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the mu'min. And whenever Allah is remembered before them, at that time it's been said, wajilat qulubuhum. Their hearts become enlightened. And also it has been said that they are the people, those who only trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not trust in any other power, in any other body in this world, but they trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. This trusting in Allah is one of the best quality of a mu'min, that if somebody can be considered as a mu'min if he trusts in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While we do not have that trust, that means when we have trust in every other thing, every other power, and any other power that exists in this world, then definitely we will not be able to be included in that verse that speaks about وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Third quality that was mentioned, that was their gathering and their social affairs, their congregational affairs. In congregations and in social affairs, they only follow from the leadership. They do not take their own steps. And I had said that this is one of the most important matter that one needs to consider in a social matter. We should not take the rules in our own hands. We should not make our own decisions until and while it's been decided by the Prophet, by the Imam, or by the leader at the time, because those are the matters that are going to affect a society. Those are the matters that are going to affect a community. It's not my personal view that I can do whatever I like. Many times we like to do many things, but this liking should not become a criterion. In the past, Islam has been harmed because of that. Many people, they wanted to do many things. So when many wanting get together, at that time it's going to be something different that is nothing to do with Islam. So what we need to do, that we need to be careful and conscious about social issues, that we strictly follow from the leadership in those social issues. As Quran has said, إِذَا كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ لَمْ يَدْهَوُوا حَتَّى يَسْتَأْذِنُوا. They always seek permission, and with permission they step forward. Without permission they do not like to do anything. So, you know, sometimes there are organizations, there are people, those who like to do something. So they got together and they tried to, you know, put forward an agenda. And then they think that this is how they are going to solve the problems of Muslim Ummah. This is not going to be solved. It is going to be an added problem. It is going to be an added problem. If we are going to do something that is contrary with the leadership of time or present leadership, it's going to be definitely harmful for our society rather than it's going to be something beneficial. Because we may not know the benefit of the time. We may not know that what are the matters concerning Muslim Ummah at the moment, and what is the maslahat, what is the betterment of Muslim Ummah at the moment. That is why it is really important that in those issues we strictly follow from the leadership. And fourth matter that I had mentioned last week, I repeated because of some of the important matters that needs to be repeated sometimes. It's been said, lam yartabu, thumma lam yartabu. They do not have any confusion, any doubt about the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and authority of the messenger and authority of the prophets. The very first action that enemies they take against the Muslim Ummah and our affairs, that they would try to create doubts in the minds of people. They will try to drag them out from the authorities and make authorities authorityless. That is the first thing they would like to do. They would like to break that our social congregation and our social value. They would like to break that unity that we have within Muslim Ummah. And unity cannot exist unless if there is a leadership. Most of the time, you know, people, they speak about unity. But how unity can be obtained, how that is possible that we can have that unity? What it means when we say unity? Unity, it means that gathering of the people, it's not unity. Because unity needs to have a nucleus where they can be united. If they just got together at a place, it's not going to be unity. And that is why I constantly say that if millions of people, they get together and they like to do something, they will not be able to do. But if there are a group of the people, they get together under the leadership, they will be able to change. Because in order to make a change, leadership is important. Gathering of people, it's not important. So we have seen in the history, gathering of many people over many agendas, that they have failed to apply those agendas. So that is why it is important that Quran, when it wanted to speak about this issue, it has said, وَإِذَا كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ جَامِعٍ. Quality of the mu'mineen is that whenever they come to anything that is something to do with their social affairs, لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا حَتَّى يَسْتَعْدِنُوا. They do not step forward until they seek permission about that. So there are issues like Palestine. It is our core issue. But issue of Palestine cannot be solved, for example, if the people, they go outside without permission, or they start doing something without permission. It's not going to be solved. This is an international issue. And behind that, there are many agencies. They get together and they try to plot for that. They plan for that. And it is a plan agenda. When there is something planned at that time, you like to solve that with a rally that you like to do, or you solve that with a program or conference. No, that cannot be solved. It can be only solved when it is following the steps. It has to be something that is international. An international effort can solve those issues, not an individual effort. Or an individual effort in a place or in a country or in an area, for example, that cannot be solved. It is going to be an added problem. It is not going to solve the problem. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us opportunity that we can be the mu'mineen according to the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can be together and united. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can follow the path of leadership. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us opportunity for jihad fi sabilillah. And may Allah make us from the true mu'mineen. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما حيا طال بدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, in the beginning of second sermon, I advising myself and invite all of you to practice the piety as we have passed two important events. One was the event for the birth of a symbol of the piety, master of the pious people and the leader of the pious people, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. And second event, that was the commemoration for the martyrdom of his daughter, the daughter that became as an example for people in this world. As Quran has mentioned that مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا أَعْهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. According to Quran, and the term is being used, rijal, but this rijal, it does not mean that only those who are rajul, men. Quran wanted to say that there are many those who are from women, but they play the role of men, and there are many those who are in the form, may be considered as men, but they are not men. As Amirul Mu'mineen, sometimes when he speaks about those kind of people, he says, Ya Ashbah Rajal, or those who are just like an example of man. You are not real man. She played a role that she becomes example for men and women in this world. She was one of the courageous personality that has been able to give victory to Karbala, and she delivered the message of Karbala in such a form that Yazidiyat becomes a bad name in this world. She has been successful in delivering the message, and the task she has achieved, that is important than the tasks of the prophets in the past. She has completed the responsibility of the previous prophets. By being a woman, she has played a greater role. That history speaks about that, and history becomes witness of Zainab bint Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. our salam and tributes to this personality, and our gratitude to this personality that has given us chance today that we can follow the path of Karbala. She has been able, if we are Shia and followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that is because of Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alayha. It is her personality that has been able to save the community of the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Today we are living because of Zainab. Today we believe because of Zainab Salamullah Alayha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the shrine of this great lady and give us opportunity to follow the path of Hazrat Zainab. Dear brothers and sisters, in our school, our teachers and administration is appreciating volunteers, and I would like to say a few words that our community, alhamdulillah, is a community of the volunteers. I see it's a community that has been made by the volunteers. And if I say that every member of community is a volunteer in any committee, in any department, in any entity, they would like to work. I do not know about the rest of the organization, but I lived in many places where you have to ask people that please come and be volunteer. But IEC is completely opposite. This is a place where people, they ask, they would like to be volunteer. They love to be volunteer at IEC, and they would love to work selflessly, without any name, without any announcement, without any appreciation. They would like to continue their services, and I really appreciate the community for their love with their community, love with Islam, love with their values, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them best. Houston Youth is organizing a day that they have called as Palestine Day, and they're having a seminar regarding that. I would like to urge the community to participate in this seminar. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can support the cause of Palestine. In upcoming month, although there is there are many days remaining, but I would like to mention that our center and Al Mustafa Institute, in the leadership of Hujjatul Islam Badi'i, we are celebrating a whole week for Mahdaviyat, Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. In this regard, I would like to request community to step forward and support this week in order that our community can be more familiar with Imam of the Age and more related with Imam of the Age, and we can develop our love with our Imam today, that we can stand with Imam in the future. And I hope that in his leadership, this program and this week will be beneficial, and our whole community will take benefits during this time. In the past few days, Muslim Congress An-Noor camp, it was alhamdulillah again a success with the help of community, and most of the Houston community also have taken benefits of that. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more opportunities in the future. Dear my sisters, in the past few days, Al Hadi had a Quran competition. I wanted to mention that because I was part of this Quran competition, and sometimes there are concerns being raised by the community, and I wanted to give a surety to the community that school is working for the development of their children. After listening to the recitation of children, Quran, I realized that alhamdulillah school and Iqra department have been able to develop their minds, and their recitation, it was completely like an Arab person reciting Quran. Their pronunciation, it was best pronunciation, and their recitation, it was also best recitation. And even like when you like to grade the students, at that time it becomes difficult for the judges that how they have to grade, because the children, most of them, they were reciting in the best form. And I really appreciate school for making this effort to teaching the children Quran, although more efforts need to be done. And I also agree with many community members that school needs to make more efforts, that our children should be able to read Quran from various places. It should not be only focusing on memorization, but they have to be able to learn Quran, understand Quran, and be familiar with the Quran. And school can give this service, inshallah. And I hope, inshallah, next year we will be able to organize this program, that our children will be more familiar with the Quran. In regards to international issues, brothers and sisters, Takfiri thought and Arab countries, they are gathering and they are prepared to become a threat for the world. Or if I say that these groups are on sale today, you know, sometimes if something is on sale, you put something on sale. Today, Saudi Arabia and Takfiri groups, they put themselves on sale. Anybody can buy them. And there are buyers today. They already have paid the price for that. And they are ready to do anything that they can do in this world. Yes, contract base. As you all know that issue of Syria, of course, it is almost resolved, and the whole country, although that I cannot say that complete peace has been established, but the country was trying to establish the peace in this country, and government also, and there are elections are going to be held. But on other hand, American and European countries, they are gathering in Europe in these days. Their agenda is Syria. So what is something to do with Syria? So let us think that why, for example, all these countries, they have to get together and they should discuss only about Syria. So why not about Israel, for example? Why not about Qatar, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia? Why Syria? It means that only the country that they need to discuss about that, that is Syria. What is something to do with America that they have to go and discuss about Syria? What is something to do with the European countries that they have to discuss about Syria? So it seems that there is their own agendas. Their top priority has become to support the opposition. So a statement, when you read a statement of a foreign minister of this country, he says that we are gathering that how we can support the opposition in best of form for the future. Isn't that interesting? Why they have to support opposition all the time? Why they cannot support the country that government has to be stronger? What is the reason that you have to always support opposition? You like to have unrest in this country. You do not like to have stability in this country. Community is supporting. People of the country are supporting, and only a minimum people that you like to support them, that they can take this country in their own hands, because you like to have your agenda to be implemented. And it's really sad, but I would like to just warn brothers and sisters and community that one side gathering and congregations of takfiris, on other hand, this conference that is going to be held in Europe, they are hand in hand, and they are again gathering like clouds. And these clouds are not going to cover only Syria, but these clouds are going to cover internationally, and they are going to be threat for international community. As you have seen, the statements are being issued in the United States. The emails are there. Many of the takfiris, they have issued statements against Shia belief and Shia school, and that is the threat that you would find. And our leader has also pointed out that this is a major threat today in the Islamic world. In India, BJP, one of the organization that political organization that its leader has been won in the country's election, and it has become as a prime minister. In the past, there was Congress. The reason that I wanted to mention that this prime minister that was won today in India is the one that most of the Muslims in that country have concern about that. The concern is that this prime minister is the one who was involved in the killing of Muslims, 1,000 Muslims in Gujarat. And he has not condemned that. He is the one who supported this cause as well. And he has not taken care of these killings. That means he is coming with the hatred with the Muslims in this country, and this concern is a valid concern. We hope that India, where large Muslim community lives, and I really feel sad that why our Muslim community does not have any voice in this country, and why our Muslim community in India did not think about to be united and to think about their social affairs. But this is really alarming that in this country, a person is becoming as a prime minister who has some sort of hatred with the Muslims. And we hope that, inshallah, this is not going to be the case, that country will be able to regard the Muslims in this country as well, and Muslims in this country will live in the peace. In Pakistan, Jio television has insulted in the past few days the personality of Amirul Mu'mineen and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We condemn this television for making some sort of program in the country where majority are the Muslims. There are two sects, one is Sunni and Shia. Sunni school also regards Amirul Mu'mineen as a personality as fourth caliph, and Shias also regard Amirul Mu'mineen as first imam. So how that is possible, a television that is representing in this country and people of this country can insult this personality. We strongly condemn this TV, and we demand Pakistani government to stop this kind of TV to be relaying the program in this country. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to stand for the cause of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjil waliyyaka al-faraj وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة، إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.